Lindsay, a.k.a. Paul Revere and the Raiders and Kicks. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7 o'clock. Before we get to the news, a study found there's one word that has the same universal meaning in pretty much every single language on the planet. The word is, huh? Researchers traveled to remote villages on several continents and found that everyone had a version of, huh? They used to get someone to clarify or repeat something. Huh? 7 o'clock, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Let's check news from CBS Now.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Crews on both coasts are battling wildfires this morning. One straddling the border of New York and New Jersey killed an 18-year-old Parks Department employee. CBS New York's Christina Fan is in West Milford, New Jersey.
The explosive Jennings Creek wildfire continues to grow in size as firefighters use everything at their disposal to stop the spread. From dumping thousands of gallons of water to using leaf blowers to clear twigs and debris.
The 18-year-old was killed by a falling tree. Firefighters are making progress tamping down the flames of a wildfire north of L.A. in Camarillo. They say it's now 31% contained. Janice Lindsay lost everything, including her two cats.
We had our hands on both of them at one point, and they broke free.
President-elect Donald Trump's begun filling out posts in his new administration.
He just announced on Truth Social he's asked Tom Homan, his former ICE chief, to serve as his border czar.
The border is not secure.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has been offered the job as U.N. ambassador.
President Trump is ready to get to work.
As for who will be his Secretary of State, Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty's being considered.
One of the greatest honors of my life was to represent the United States in President Trump's administration overseas.
As well as Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who told Fox.
I'm going to be working with them one way or the other.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A deadly shooting in Wichita, Kansas last night. Police Chief Joseph Sullivan says four bodies were found in one location, one in another.
What we want the public to know is we are not looking for any suspects. We believe that the shooter is deceased.
Police believe all of the victims knew each other. Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments today on a pre-Civil War abortion ban. Reporter Bruce Marcus is in Eagle River.
The ban took effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It only permits abortion to save the mother's life, but a Dane County judge blocked the ban last year, arguing it does not prevent consensual abortions.
A tearful tribute to former One Direction singer Liam Payne at last night's MTV Europe Music Awards in Manchester, England. Host Rita Ora.
He brought so much joy to every room he walked into. And he left such a mark on this world.
They recorded a song together in 2018, For You, for the 50 Shades Free movie. Payne died when he fell off his hotel balcony in Argentina last month. Toxicology results showed alcohol, cocaine, and prescription antidepressants in his system. Dow futures up 198. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum are places where vets are being thanked today. As people locally show appreciation, there's a Wisconsin organization connecting veterans with their loved ones around the world.
Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket. Many times they just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany.
That's Larry Jackson, founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. A ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for any military member. You can find out how to help or get help at BenJacksonFoundation.org. Kenosha police are putting down rumors on social media about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary. The teen suspect is a former Roosevelt student and currently enrolled at Mahone Middle School. They were arrested Thursday and formally charged Friday for allegedly attempting to threaten students on campus. While the initial report of a gun in the teen's bag were found to be false, law enforcement says they did recover replica firearms at his home and evidence of online searches related to school shootings. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team extended their shutout streak to three games. They're now moving on to the semifinals Friday night. Last week, the Lancers put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
We had so much fun together at that show. We laughed all the time. We played games all the time. I started a game of tag in like 2016 that we played all the way till when the show ended, because I just love playing games. But we played tag, and I would chase people down the hallways. I would chase them all around the studio, and I would scare them all the time. I would jump out. I would scare people because I would love to do that. And you know, hearing myself say this out loud, I realized I was chasing my employees and terrorizing them. I can see where that would be misinterpreted. We had morning meetings every morning in my office. The producers would come in, the writers would come in, and we'd talk about what we're going to do on the show that day. And Allison was one of my writers who was scared of snakes, anything snake-related. So sometimes before they'd come into my office, we would hide rubber snakes in a panel in the ceiling, and I had a button that I could push that would release the snakes down. Again, hearing myself say this out loud. But they liked it.
Sunshine, even when I'm standing in the rain. Something happens that I can't explain when I hear your name, but you can't help it that you're always chasing rainbows in your mind. There's so much I want to say to you, and there's so little time. Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world. See, when you're walking down a busy street and I'm not there, is my picture hanging in your mind, walking with you there? That's how it is in my world, girl, you're with me all the time. Why don't you come into my world and leave your world behind? Hey, little woman, please make up your mind, you've got to. Come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind. All right now.
coming. It's 710 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Veterans Day today, also known as Armistice Day, Remembrance Day. My grandfather's, he was born in 1900. He always called it Armistice Day. He never quite, you know, came over to the name change. He used to say, yeah, it's Armistice Day today. You mean Veterans Day? Yeah, Veterans Day, Armistice Day. But yeah, because it was only named Veterans Day in 1954. So he was kind of used to it at that point. It's a little history you probably didn't care about. 710 WRJN with the Beatles. Here's Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 712. Well, a study found 44% of people might be carrying around a virus that makes them dumber. It's a virus that used to only affect algae, but a new study found it's in humans as well. Those people did worse on intelligence tests than people without it. Now researchers are trying to figure out how we got it and how to fight it. I can tell you who's got it. I can pick out the dumb ones out there who may have it. 7:13 on this Veterans Day with Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books. protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 7:15. On this Veterans Day, looking for sunshine with a high near 52. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 39. To sunny tomorrow with a high near 49. Very autumny out there now. The clouds are up there, and it's windy, and it's 52 degrees at Radio Park. We had the passing the other day of Elwood Edwards. He passed away last Tuesday after a long illness, just one day shy of his 75th birthday. Elwood Edwards, you may not know his name, but you do know his work. He was the voice of AOL's You Got Mail. That was his voice. He was paid $200 back in 1989 to record four things. Welcome. You've Got Mail. Files done. Goodbye. Four things. $200. Elwood Edwards. He'll live forever on AOL.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And heard locally on our sister station, WAUK AM 540.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pamper Jeff, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
When's the
severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's 7:21 on this Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we're seeing 7th District Alder Maurice Horton will make his first appearance with me here on WRJN to discuss issues going on in this district and Racine. Coming up after 8.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the
dancing in the moonlight. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN 724. I think I have greatness in my presence. Yes, Earl Ingram is here. Earl Ingram does our 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock show on our sister station, WAUK AM 540. And today is a date you have to mark down on your calendar, because this is the date it all changed for Earl. He's going to be in the movies. Why don't you tell us about what's going on?
I can't believe you have me on air.
I want to say I had the first under your, when you became a movie star. I want to say I knew you when.
But I am thrilled and honored. Today I get an opportunity to, you know, do some rehearsal. And tomorrow we will start filming Birds of a Feather, which is a great movie dealing with mental illness. Mm-hmm. I have a son that's mentally ill. And so this is a perfect role for me. I'm going to play a guy named Willie. And my scenes are going to basically take place in a bar around spirits and those kinds of things. I'm a blue-collar guy by trade. That's what I did for 34 years. And so I remember bringing this woman on. She was telling me about her movie. And so I brought her on. I interviewed her. And then maybe a couple months later, I get this email. And it says, "Hey, Willie." I'm like, "Hey, no, my name is Earl." I said, no. "We've been trying to cast Willie, and we didn't realize we had Willie right under our thumb."
This is how it starts, man, I'm telling you. This is how this all begins. One day, there was a movie director going to see a movie at Radio City Music Hall, and he noticed one of the ushers. He said, "This guy's perfect for the role. It's Gregory Peck." I mean,
yeah, but Gregory Peck was probably 25 years old.
What difference does it make? There are people that become superstars in their later years. Well, not that you're in your later years.
Well, I am in my later years, but I will tell you, kind of excited.
Yeah.
Kind of frightened. Did I prepare well enough?
Is there a love scene in there?
Come on, man. There may be, but I'm not in it.
Okay. You know?
Thank God. You know, this is the remains of a once mighty warrior who's sitting in front of you. The ravages of time have taken their toll.
Okay, so it's Birds of a Feather. They start filming with your scenes anyway today. And where are they filming it, in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I forgot the address. I mean, I've got it written down. Thank God. It was, you know, kind of had a tough time sleeping last night.
Do you know your lines?
Well, yes and no. But, you know, you can always take a look at them before you do them.
Do you remember you ever watch Seinfeld? You were a Seinfeld fan?
Absolutely.
Do you remember when Kramer had one line in the Woody Allen movie? "These pretzels are making me thirsty," and he couldn't get that right. He had one line.
Well, you know, considering, you know, my memory is not Memorex anymore, and so trying to remember those things, I was trying to remember all of it at once. Am I going to be able to remember the whole thing and all the different, you know, parts that include me? And I was panicking. "Oh, I can't. And a friend of mine said, "No, that's not how you do it. Scenes. Just take each scene, you know, and focus on that."
"These pretzels are making me thirsty." That's all I can. Earl, let us know tomorrow or the next day. Let us know when it came out, all right?
I certainly will, and I really appreciate you extending the invitation.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for the cover of Variety. Well, new star found in Racine, Wisconsin.
Well,
good luck, Earl.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the movie.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend. All right. Earl Ingram. He's heard on WAUK AM 540. He's getting ready for his show right now from 8 till 10 o'clock. But right now, right here, we've got Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. Do you believe in sea monsters? I mean great big sea monsters who roam the ocean searching for men to eat and ships to sink. Well, I once had my own doubts. But skeptics, please reserve your skepticism until after you've heard the rest of the story. Once upon a time, this was more than 100 years ago, there was a gigantic, hideous, murderous monster who lived beneath the waves. By the early 1830s, reports of sightings and fatal encounters were frequent throughout the Pacific Ocean. It is impossible to determine how many vessels ambiguously labeled lost had in fact been sunk or eaten by the sea monster. There must have been many, however, considering the horror stories of the fortunate who lived to tell. On July 5, 1840, for example, the sea monster rose from the depths of the Pacific, 215 miles west of Valparaiso, Chile. An English vessel, the Desmond, was cruising nearby. The ship's captain ordered two boats lowered and sent them off to investigate. The sea monster, listen to this, the sea monster crushed the first boat and ate the second boat, and two crew members died. Now it's 2 months later, and 500 miles to the south, the sea monster similarly menaced a Russian ship. And 8 months after that, in the Atlantic Ocean, not far from the Falkland Islands, another British vessel was hit. Four seamen lost their lives that time. For 17 months, nothing. Rumors spread that the demon of the deep had at last returned to the hell from whence it came, but then, without warning, off the coast of Japan, the dreaded monster struck again. Its first victim in those waters was a big cargo vessel bearing lumber. The ship had been blown off course. The crew sighted the creature 2 miles distant, watched terrified as it came after them. The best guess is it was traveling about 30 miles an hour. No way the vessel could escape. Minutes later, fragments of it and its cargo were flying everywhere. The behemoth was still chewing on the wreckage when three other ships sailed by. Foolishly, the three captains decided to team up and capture the sea monster. The latter, somehow perceiving their plans, played dead in the water to lure the ships closer, and then suddenly the creature attacked. In the rampage, vessels were crushed and eaten, men were devoured and drowned. The reign of terror lasted until August of 1859, when a Swedish vessel prowling the Brazilian coast ran down and killed the notorious sea monster. And mysteriously, it offered no struggle. The crew took careful measurements. Its lower jaw was 26 feet deep. Its body was 100 feet long. It had sunk so many ships, had killed so many men, and yet today we might regard it not as a destructive devil wreaking aimless havoc, but as an avenging angel seeking calculated retribution for the crimes of men against its kind. Historians have no trouble tracing each incident to the same individual sea monster. There was positive identification by the victims who survived. First, the creature's extraordinary size, next, the 8-foot scar across its massive head, and one thing more, it was white. I mean, white as wool. And did I mention that during those seasons when that awesome beast haunted the seas, there was a young harpooner aboard the Acushnet in the South Pacific, a young fellow named Herman Melville, through whom the frightening reality one day would be transformed into an epic legend. He immortalized the great white one-of-a-kind whale. He called it Moby Dick, and you thought it was fiction. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And you can hear another rest of the story, a different one, at 12:05 with Cindy Huber this afternoon. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey. And the rest of the story, 7:32, let's check news now. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum are places where vets are being thanked today. As people locally show appreciation, there's a Wisconsin organization connecting veterans with their loved ones around the world.
Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket. Many times they just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany.
That's Larry Jackson, founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. A ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for any military member. You can find out how to help or get help at BenJacksonFoundation.org. Kenosha police are putting down rumors on social media about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary. The teen suspect is a former Roosevelt student and currently enrolled at Mahone Middle School. They were arrested Thursday and formally charged Friday for allegedly attempting to threaten students on campus. While the initial report of a gun in the teen's bag were found to be false, law enforcement says they did recover replica firearms at his home and evidence of online searches related to school shootings. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team extended their shutout streak to 3 games. They're now moving on to the semifinals Friday night. Last week, the Lancers put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, despite the weather we faced in Wisconsin, the end of the year, corn and soybeans didn't fare too badly. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, what are we going to do with that crop? One area is looking for improvement. Details on that next.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus?
Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in De Pere and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Troy Bradenkamp is the Director of Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. He says now that the Trump administration is headed to the White House, they're optimistic about year-round E15 and EPA regulations getting pulled back.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution. But I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions, and we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far, and it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
Troy Bradenkamp, he is with the Renewable Fuels Association. He said the Biden administration did approve summertime use of E15, but only in 8 Midwest states and only starting next year. They're hoping for better things with Trump. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Right now, look a little stronger. Numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 176 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 at 172, and AA butter ended the week down 1¢ and 1/4, 265 a pound. December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, up 8 right now at 1915 a hundredweight. December corn's up 1 cent at 432. January beans are up 8 at 1039. December wheat down a dime right now at 562 a bushel. There's your quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Talking about TV. I watch weird shows, man. There's one I'm trying to understand. It's about moonshiners. This reality show. I don't get it. There's a guy hiding out in the woods trying to make moonshine. I don't understand the premise. Liquor is legal. What's he doing hiding behind trees? Don't tell anybody I'm out here. Why are you out here? I'm making moonshine. You want some? No, I can get Jack Daniels over at the liquor store. It's legal, has been for a while. Come out of the woods and read a newspaper.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause all
from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, 741 now.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. All alone, talking about your troubles, and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Lead singer, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. 7:45 on this Veterans Day today. Whether you call it Veterans Day, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, We salute all our vets today. We're looking for sunshine on this Veterans Day today with a high near 52. Cloudy tonight. Lows around 39. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 49. Right now it's cloudy. There is a couple of peekaboos of sunshine out there. 52 degrees in Radio Park. Remember when people thought Beanie Babies would be worth a ton of money eventually? Remember that? Well, a woman sold her grandmother's Beanie Babies for $4,300. Now, the problem was she had about 1,100 of them, meaning they went for an average of $4 a piece. She was asking $10 a piece. People, you know, it's whatever the seller, whatever the buyer thinks the price is worth, that's what they go for. But I remember that. Everybody had these Beanie Babies. My brother collected them, too. He collected beer cans, baseball cards, and Beanie Babies. And I don't think he made a profit on any of them. Got the Kinks now. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Got me. 7:48 at WRJN on this Veterans Day. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Tis the season for having guests over. People online are sharing stories about the weirdest things guests have done in their home. There were just three of the stories. There were like 12 of them. I just had to pick out three. Someone had a friend stay over who forgot their toothbrush. So they used a random one they found under the sink. The homeowner said that was the toothbrush they used for cleaning the toilets and everything. Someone had a guest going through their garbage can, pulling out perfectly good food that shouldn't go to waste. Remember that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza pulled out that, you know, chocolate eclair out of the garbage pail and started eating it? And a person said their brother-in-law changed their baby's diaper on the dining room table during Thanksgiving dinner. They said they offered him a private place, but he didn't take the hint. He said he didn't want to miss the conversation. Yeah, want to pass the gravy, please? Yeah. Three Dog Night now at WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Timeless hits, Three Dog Night at 1:752 on this Veterans Day today. You know, researchers say there's a sweet spot for falling asleep at night. The best place for your heart is to fall asleep between 10 and 11 o'clock at night. If you go to bed before or after that, you may have increased risk of cardiovascular disease. But what about us people that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I can't go to bed between 10 and 11. You talk about heart problems. I really have heart problems if I only get about 5 hours sleep a night. It's 7:53. Ooh, I love this song. Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Summer of the City. John Sebastian went on to fame singing the theme song Theme song from Welcome Back, Kotter. Actually, the hit was never called Welcome Back, Kotter. The hit song was called Welcome Back. For some reason, they left it off. I don't know why. They didn't consult me on it, so I don't know. 7:55, coming up a little after 8 o'clock, 7th District Alder. Maurice Horton is going to be here. We're going to get the skinny on what's going down in his district. Plus a lot of other things as well. Right now, I've got the Guess Who. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 52 right now. Cloudy at 53 degrees here at Radio Park.
No time left for you.
On my way to better things. I found myself some way.
Guess who? All the way from Canada, they came to do that song for us this morning. 7:59 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Appreciate you joining us here on this Veterans Day today. Is it okay to let your pet sleep in bed with you? A study found letting them sleep in the same room with you is a good idea. Letting them sleep in bed with you can mess up your sleep quality. Your pet probably likes it, though. Dogs and cats that sleep with their owners tend to form stronger bonds with them, which comes with some health benefits, but mainly for the pet, not you. I used to let my dog sleep in bed with me. When I was single for a while, I had my Pomeranian sleep in the bed, and she slept on the pillow next to me. But she used to stretch out in the middle.